Hello and happy Tuesday. It is a very rainy Tuesday here and I love it. So today I want to talk about something I know to be true from working with over 100 clients now, that what you choose to focus on is always, always going to be what you either create new or create more of. We want to get used to paying really very close attention to what we're thinking about and talking about and feeling worried about and feeling excited about, because this awareness will show you where your focus is in your life, and it then gives you the option, the choice, to continue placing your focus there or not, rather than just operating on default because, well, that's where your focus has always been and because you never even knew that you had a choice. So let's dive in. Hi Mama, and welcome to Stay Up Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believed there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I struggled to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So I want to share with you what I saw happen in my own shift from seeing myself as a stay-at-home mum who could never do what I wanted to do for me, to becoming a coach and an entrepreneur alongside being a mum. And it's a pattern I've seen repeat in my clients over and over, no matter what their specific circumstances are. So I always wanted to have a blog because I used to love to write and I knew I was good at it, but I told myself I just didn't have time for it. With three kids, a pilot husband, family living on the other side of the world, they're in England and Australia, and we are in the US. So that was just the way it was. But this idea kept pulling at me. It was this really strong pull that just wouldn't go away, that this blog was something that I was meant to be doing in my life. So then what did I do? I decided to put all my focus on all the things I was telling myself I had to do as a stay-at-home mum, so that I could get better and more efficient at those things, and then I'd have time for me. So I bought a course in speed cleaning, which came with a lovely apron, and I bought meal plans that promised that the only work you had to really do was chopping some vegetables at the weekend. I bought decluttering programs and simplifying programs and more cookbooks about easy, simple meals. And I completed all of the courses and I enrolled in some more. In other words, all of my focus went into everything I didn't want to do so that I could eventually be in a position to do the thing I did want to do, which was to write. But the thing was, I didn't do very well at these courses. I mean, I was an excellent student. I did all the videos and all the workbooks, but I could just never quite get myself to implement what I was learning. Of course, because I didn't want to learn about all those things. I didn't really have any interest in those things at all. I wanted to write. But a big part of me was scared to put my focus there, because what if I failed at it? It felt far better and far safer to continue failing at all the things I knew I disliked than risk failing at the thing that I loved. But then, one day early on in the pandemic, I decided to be brave, because what else was there to do back then when we were stuck at home? So I bought a business course instead, thinking that I could have a business writing and selling courses, because after all, I had a lot of experience with courses. And that business program was my first introduction to coaching. And what I learned in those programs, in that program, it really blew my mind, because suddenly I saw that my thoughts were not facts and that I could choose to follow what I felt pulled to do, and that I could create exactly what I wanted for myself. That I could write, even as a stay-at-home mum of three, with a pilot husband who was still flying in a pandemic. And for the first time since becoming a mum, my focus was now directed towards what was lighting me up, rather than the list of endless household chores that were bringing me down. The chores, of course, were still there, still needing to be done, and they did still get done. But this is what changed. As I put more and more of my energy and attention into the things and ideas that I was fascinated by and that I saw real possibility in, I saw that this all kind of bubbled upwards and started to naturally push out the things that didn't hold any interest for me, namely the chores. I realised that I had been putting my focus in entirely the wrong places, learning more and more about the things I didn't like and expecting that to somehow open up space for what I did like, when the only thing that can ever create what you want in your life is your focus on that thing. So what naturally happened is that the chores still got done, but they were almost like an afterthought, fitted into, say, 10 minutes in this bathroom here and 20 minutes spent on vacuuming there, rather than the full-time job they had been because I had made them so. So my focus was no longer on trying to fix and manage and solve everything I thought I was bad at and that needed to improve, but instead it was directed onto the things I knew I was good at and felt very passionate about. And that is just life-changing in so many ways. So I became more playful with the kids because I started to ask myself, what else do I enjoy? And I started singing and dancing again, which I loved, and they joined in too. And I took myself and my life less seriously because it wasn't run anymore by my very serious, very boring to-do list. I started to see myself in my life and my decisions rather than the opinions and expectations of others that were playing out in this role that I'd assigned myself. And of course, I started writing again instead of getting mad and frustrated at myself and blaming others for the fact that I wasn't writing. And I very soon published my blog online. And I decided at the same time that I loved coaching and that I wanted to become a coach myself. So I did, and I was certified with the Life Coach School in October 2021. I also let go of the resentment I'd felt for years towards my husband because I was able to drop the belief that he was free to do whatever he wanted and that I had no freedom at all. I could now see that the power was mine to create that freedom for myself. And I saw that my husband was, in fact, going to work, which did include freedom to do what he wanted too. And I stopped people-pleasing and saying yes when I meant no, which created more honest relationships with all of the people in my life. And this all came down to me developing trust in myself that I knew what I wanted. I trusted that pull I felt, and I trusted it was steering me in the right direction. And I trusted that I knew how to create what I wanted. We always do know this because all we ever need is that one next step in front of us. We never have to be able to see the entire staircase. And this is exactly why I created my self-esteem coaching program, to help my clients build that belief and that trust and that admiration in themselves by working with their brain and their nervous system to uncover the beliefs and the behavior patterns that they no longer need to protect them. And I want to invite you to now come and sign up for a free discovery call with me so we can explore where you are investing your time and your brain space and your energy in what you don't want, and to redirect your focus and to build safety in trusting what you do want. There is a very good reason why part of you is tired of listening to all the thoughts in your head about why you can't create what you want for yourself. And there's a very good reason why part of you suspects that things will get much easier for you when you do. These things are meant for you. They're already in you. And you get to choose to listen to what they're saying to you anytime you want to, even with the fear that you're not yet ready and that everything could fall apart around you if you do. I have got you, and I would love to chat with you. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. So come sign up for that free 30-minute discovery call at the link in my Instagram bio. So that's at Joe Ryan Coaching, and that's Joe spelled J-O. I can't wait to meet with you over there on Zoom. So it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is Hold Me Closer by Cornelia Jacobs. I love this song. So I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.